Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Kashi Tamil Sangamam celebrates living unity of India's many traditions while honouring their unique identities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Polling begins for 29 municipal corporations across Maharashtra. 78th Army Day Parade to be held in Jaipur this morning. US to suspend immigrant visa processing for 75 nations including Pakistan and Bangladesh. Festival of Harvest Pongal being celebrated by Tamil people across the globe. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat India by 7 wickets in second ODI to level 3-match series 1-1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Kashi Tamil Sangamam celebrates the living unity of India's many traditions while honouring their unique identities. In an op-ed published in many newspapers today, Mr. Modi said, "What can be a better place than Kashi to host such a Sangamam?" He said Kashi has remained a civilizational anchor from time immemorial, where people have come from all over the world in search of knowledge, meaning and moksha for thousands of years. Prime Minister Modi wrote that Kashi's connection with Tamil people and culture is very deep. He said it is in Kashi that Baba Vishwanath resides, while Tamil Nadu has Rameshwaram. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that harvest festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. Mr. Modi said this while speaking at the Pongal celebrations yesterday organized at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi. The Prime Minister said that Pongal celebrates the vibrant Tamil culture and bond with nature.
वैसे मेरे लिए ये भी बहुत सुखद रहा है कि पिछले वर्ष मुझे तमिल संस्कृति से जुड़े कई कार्यक्रमों में शामिल होने का अवसर मिला। मैंने तमिलनाडु में 1000 साल पुराने गंगईकोंडा चोलापुरम मंदिर में पूजा की। वाराणसी में काशी तमिल संगमम के दौरान सांस्कृतिक एकता की ऊर्जा को पल पल उसके साथ जहां भी रहा मैं जुड़ा रहा मैंने उसे महसूस किया।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth, CSPOC, in New Delhi today. We have more from our correspondent.
The conference will be chaired by Speaker of the Lok Sabha Om Birla and will be attended by 61 speakers and presiding officers of 42 Commonwealth countries and 4 semi-autonomous parliaments from different parts of the world. The conference will deliberate on a wide range of contemporary parliamentary issues, including the role of speakers and presiding officers in maintaining strong democratic institutions, the use of artificial intelligence in parliamentary functioning, the impact of social media on members of parliament, innovative strategies to enhance public understanding of parliamenting and citizen participation beyond voting, among others. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Earlier, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla chaired the meeting of the Standing Committee of the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth at the Red Fort in Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said, "The 28th CSPOC will serve as a key global platform to advance dialogue, innovation and collaboration in support of stronger and more effective parliamentary democracies." Polling has begun for 29 municipal corporations in Maharashtra. Voting is underway for 2,869 seats spread across 893 wards. We have more on this from our correspondent.
In Maharashtra, more than 3 crore 48 lakh voters are eligible to cast their votes in the civic elections today from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 in the evening. Around 44,000 control units and nearly 88,000 ballot units have been arranged for the polling process. Close to 2 lakh officers and employees have been deployed on election duty. The state government has declared a holiday for all offices in the municipal corporation areas to facilitate voting. Security has been tightened, especially at booths identified as sensitive. Special facilities have been provided at polling centers for senior citizens, pregnant women and persons with disabilities. The counting of votes for civic elections will take place tomorrow. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The 78th Army Day Parade is set to take place in Jaipur this morning. The Army will showcase its discipline, strength and modern military capabilities before thousands of spectators on Mehel Road in Jagatpura, where the grand program will begin at around 10 a.m. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi will attend the parade. More from our correspondent.
The event offers citizens a unique opportunity to witness the Army's traditions, discipline and its continuously evolving capabilities. The parade will also showcase the technology-driven strength of the Indian Army, whose importance on the battlefield is growing steadily. It will present a blend of cutting-edge technology, battlefield innovation and the unwavering courage and discipline of Indian soldiers. People have been arriving at the venue on Mehel Road since early morning to witness this historic event, including a large number of students. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Jaipur.
In view of the emerging situation in Iran and the subsequent closure of its airspace, Air India has said that its flights overflying the region are being operated through alternative routes, which may lead to delays. The airline has requested passengers to check the status of their flights on Air India's website before proceeding to the airport. The United States has announced that it will pause immigrant visa processing from 75 countries, including Pakistan and Bangladesh. The U.S. State Department said that migrants from these countries take welfare from the American people at unacceptable rates, and they often become public charges on the United States upon arrival. The decision came after U.S. President Donald Trump said that no country can afford to take in millions of people and pay for their education and health care.
Many of those people are murderers. They're people released from jails, prisons, mental institutions, insane asylums. They're people that are drug dealers. They're addicts. Additionally, starting February 1st, we're not making any payments to sanctuary cities or states having sanctuary cities because they do everything possible to protect criminals at the expense of American citizens, and it breeds fraud and crime and all of the other problems that come. So we're not making any payment to anybody that supports sanctuary cities.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. The festival of harvest, Pongal, is being celebrated today by Tamil-speaking people all over the world. This is also the beginning of spring in the Tamil calendar. Tai month brings about new beginnings in all aspects of life in Tamil society. It's considered auspicious for weddings and new business. On this day, harvested grain is offered to the sun, which helps in agriculture. More from our correspondent.
Tai Purandal Vali Pirakkum is an old saying which means the birth of Tai month will make a way for things to be accomplished. The streets in villages are festive to the eyes as a mini pandal would be made with sugar canes and a new mud pot would be kept in the midst of the rangoli. The mud pot will be decorated with turmeric plants and pongal is cooked with rice, green gram milk and jaggery. The fun part is when the mud pot overflows, the family shouts Pongalo Pongal, which means abundant blessings. The people also preserve a set of seeds during this day after offering the produce to the sun. The state government operated special buses from capital Chennai to various parts of the state. Chennai Sangamam Folk and Cultural Festival will be a part of the spectacle as folk dancers will dance to the tunes of reverberating drums in more than 20 public places. Joy, Akashvani News, Chennai.
The Tamil community in Sri Lanka is also celebrating Tai Pongal today with fervor and gaiety. More from our correspondent.
As part of the Tai Pongal celebrations, the Tamil Hindu community, which numbers upwards of 2.5 million in the island, will visit temples today to thank for the abundance of previous year's harvest and pray for a successful one in the coming year. The multi-day celebration of Pongal marks the beginning of the sun's journey northward, signaling the end of the winter solstice. Celebrations have started early in the morning with making of beautiful designs of kolam before every house. As devotees pray to the sun god, chants of Pongal O Pongal and overflowing of pongal from the pots will be notable. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
In Telangana, Makara Sankranti, the second day of the three-day festival, is being celebrated with religious fervour and traditional gaiety. Our correspondent reports that people in Telangana are celebrating the harvest festival with a large number of people reaching their native villages.
The grandeur of Sankranti festival is seen in its true essence in the villages, but the cities and towns too are soaked in the festive spirit. The young girls decorated the courtyards of their houses with colorful rangoli and placed gobemalu made of cow dung and offer special prayers, devotional songs by Haridasulu and offering alms to them, respecting the Gangreddulu, the decorated bulls. Sharing of sweets, new clothes and gifts marked the festivities across the state. The Makara Sankranti is being celebrated today, marking the movement of the sun to Tropic of Cancer from the Capricorn, which attains importance for special offerings to the ancestors. On the other hand, both elders and children are seen enjoying kite flying in urban areas like Hyderabad. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
Makar Sankranti is also being celebrated in Uttar Pradesh today. Despite a severe cold wave and chilling conditions, devotees have started taking a dip in holy rivers on the occasion. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Devotees along with saints have flocked to the ghats of holy rivers across the state since yesterday evening and taking bath on the occasion of Makar Sankranti once the auspicious timing started. This is also the second important bathing festival of about 1.5 month long Magh Mela being held on the banks of Sangam, the confluence of rivers Ganga, Yamuna and mythical Saraswati in Prayagraj. From early morning, lakhs of devotees are taking bath at Sangam and offering prayers. Magh Mela administration, railways and transport department of the state have made elaborate arrangements for the pilgrims. Today, several dedicated religious programs are being organized in Magh Mela area. Many ashrams and pandals will be organizing traditional community lunch of rice feast called Khichdi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath performed special puja and offered Khichdi Prasad at Gorakhnath Math at Gorakhpur, after which the famous Khichdi Mela started here. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
On to sports news now. In men's cricket, New Zealand defeated hosts India by 7 wickets in the second one-day international match at the Niranjan Shah Stadium in Rajkot last night. The win helped the Black Caps level up the 3-match series 1-all. Daryl Mitchell's unbeaten 131-run knock majorly contributed to New Zealand's chase of 285 runs in 47.3 overs. Daryl Mitchell was adjudged player of the match. Earlier put into bat first, India posted 284 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sanjay. India's advisory on Iran dominates the front pages of most dailies. Leave Iran, India tells nationals amid threat of possible US strikes, reports the Tribune. The Times of India writes, Iran warns regional states of strikes on US bases if attacked. The ongoing inquiry into the death of Assamese singer Zubeen Garg in Singapore is prominently covered on the front pages. The Pioneer reports, Zubeen was drunk, declined life jacket, Singapore court told. Taking note of the lowering of the percentile cutoff for NEET PG exams, the Hindu writes, 18,000 seats remain vacant, NEET PG cutoff lowered after second round of counselling. And finally, in a special story on an initiative to preserve ice core samples in an Antarctic vault for future generations to study, the Indian Express reports, after seed vault and ice vault, first repository of mountain ice cores built. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Kashi Tamil Sangamam celebrates living unity of India's many traditions while honouring their unique identities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Polling begins for 29 municipal corporations across Maharashtra. 78th Army Day Parade to be held in Jaipur this morning. US to suspend immigrant visa processing for 75 nations including Pakistan and Bangladesh. Festival of Harvest Pongal being celebrated by Tamil people across the globe. And in men's cricket, New Zealand beat India by 7 wickets in second ODI to level 3-match series 1-all. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.